Today is Wednesday, February 3rd, 2020. It is 2:10 p.m. Eastern Time. I am Sean Rhodes. I am convening a meeting of the WBI Radio Committee. Besides myself, I am here with Pat Logan. Say hello, Pat.
Hello.
Janet Coleman.
Hello.
Bruce Greif.
Hi.
Carolyn Burden.
Hello.
Linda Perry.
Hi there.
James Sagerton.
Hello.
Doreen Roberts.
Present.
And we had some other people join. Could you please identify yourself?
This is Serene with a point of something.
Well, I'd like the other people to identify themselves. Just
well, it's with regard to that.
Okay. What's your question?
People are not required. I didn't have a question at a point I wanted to make on it, a point of order or whatever. But people are not required to identify themselves to attend Pacifica Governance meetings.
That's very true. But I would like to know if there's anyone else here. They could say a listener or something to the effect, or a number. I don't think
that. Well, if they're not here officially,
if they wish, they
won't be voting, of course.
If they wish. Okay. So I'm not hearing anything, so we are moving on. All right. So let me read the draft agenda, and we'll proceed. Three items: choose a pro tem chair, discuss Linda's two emails regarding the future of the LSB show. Three, choose someone to convene the next committee meeting. Any objections to that agenda?
Nope.
All right, so we proceed.
I'm sorry, question. You have an approximate end time?
No, we don't.
Okay.
So I volunteer to be the pro tem chair.
Second.
All right. Okay. So discuss.
I would like to have an end time, however. Can we do that?
Well, perhaps for Linda's issues, let's make an end time for her convenience, since she needs a schedule.
We could end in an hour. Make it 3:13. Okay. So let me give some background as to how we got to this meeting today. For the December LSB show, I asked Linda, using the formula that we've been using for scheduling next shows, if it could be announced at the end of that show when the January show would be airing. She said no and expressed some concerns about the show. So shortly after that, she sent an email that I forwarded to the committee. Let me just read that quick. And she said to share this with the folks. And that one said, December 30th, "Hi, Sean. Haven't forgot about your request to meet about the LSB radio show, just other priorities. Bertol and I spoke about the LSB radio show today, and he suggests we have it quarterly instead of monthly. I'm inclined to change it to an hour format with listeners set at 3 minutes and inviting new listeners to call in. Also, two-hour preemptions seems like a big interruption to our schedule, considering we already interrupt programs because of fund drive shows. But I'm open to discuss whether we continue and any changes to the format. Meanwhile, please set up a time in February for a radio committee conference call to talk about next steps. And yes, please share with the radio committee. Regards." So that's how this meeting in February came into being. And prior to today's meeting, Linda sent out another email on January 30th that had 7 points on them. And she had, I'm sorry, 8 points on them. And Linda asked me to forward that to the committee, which I've done. So Linda has volunteered to, I should say, agreed to summarize the various points so that we're all on the same page. So, Linda, the ball is in your court.
Okay. So the 8 points are, the first I was thinking that there should be an executive producer who could add some production values to the shows and also jazz up the promos. Secondly, the purpose of the LSB radio show is to offer a platform to LSB members, not for personal agendas, and I think that should be clear. Third point is about staff reps. If an LSB member is a staff rep, shouldn't they gather input from the staff? Excuse me, let me just close the door. Hold on a sec. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Anyway, the third point is about staff reps and what their job is and whether or not they are talking to the staff and taking from the staff what the staff wants to talk about and also communicating what the LSB is doing to the staff. The next point is also about presentation, whether or not the LSB report should flow from one to another rather than stop after each report and get response from the other people who are in the virtual room. The next
if you were, I'm sorry, I missed it. Linda, I just missed the top of that. Who do you want to interact with each other in this?
Well, you know how on the LSB shows we have one LSB member speaks and then the other people who are on that grouping respond to that report. So I think it would be better if you had each report, like one person goes, they give their report, then the next person gives their report, then the third person gives a report, and then there's a discussion within the virtual room by those members of anything that they want to say. Because it seemed awkward, when the rest of the group was asked, do you have any response to this? Sometimes they'd say yes, sometimes they'd say no. I just thought it would be quicker. If each person gave their report, it was announced, calls would be open, and then there would be a response, a dialogue in the room. So that's what that was about. The fourth thing was about ratings. James, before this was recorded, said that a lot of people think that this is going pretty well. The ratings in the Nielsen show that there are no listeners, really, to this. But the Nielsens are extremely problematic. They are so problematic. They are just very sketchy from month to month, and this has been the case since COVID. So I can't really, I don't trust them at all. Like,
I have a point of information on that note when we get to it, okay?
But let her finish.
Yeah, okay.
The next point is about listener calls. I think that the call should be limited to 3 minutes, and I think that the callers should just, say what they want to say, and maybe, one technique that we've been doing on national shows is maybe taking three calls, one caller does 3 minutes, then the next caller, then the third caller, and then the LSB members can respond to that group. So this way you'd have maybe three groups of callers calling in. And then you'd have that second hour if you were doing a two-hour show. The other thing that's problematic, and I'm up to number six, and there's only two more points after this, is that I hear CAB members calling in again and again, and they're very negative about WBAI. And I don't understand that. Isn't the point of a CAB member to liaison with the LSB? Like, why are they calling in when this is for listeners to be calling in? So I just don't understand that. And then my other thinking, number seven, is that listeners should be invited to send the LSB radio show their original music, poetry, or any other audio that we can use to enhance the production values on the show. And then this can be used as segues into, maybe before the callers or after the callers or after a presentation or whatever, but that we should open up the show to invite more listener content. And for this, I created an email, and it's called lsbradioshow@wbai.org, and I have a password for that to give to whoever becomes the executive producer of the show if you want to go in that direction. And then finally, it would be good if there was some fundraising strategy that could be developed to be used on each of the shows. So should we give out, like, for instance, I went to the archives and I got, for Black History Month, I now have a whole collection of what we could be offering. So it's this kind of thing. Is it going to be PRA flash drives, or maybe we could have, you know, a site where we could give them a password and they could, you know, log in and grab the audio themselves if they become a buddy or a WBAI buddy or whatever. It just seems to me that it's a missed opportunity and that there should be some fundraising that goes on. And now I add a ninth point. And my ninth point is that I really, you know, having thought about this, I think we could continue with a two-hour show, but I think it needs to be consistent. Like, when, you know, maybe 8 to 10 is too late at night. I was thinking 7 to 9, and I was thinking maybe the last, you know, the last Tuesday or the last Wednesday or Thursday or Friday of the month, so that maybe there was something more consistent. So we could say, the LSB radio show is on the last Tuesday of this month, or whatever. And another thing, I understand that you guys didn't appreciate my saying, well, it's difficult to have an LSB radio show on for 2 hours because of preemption. Well, every time we have an LSB radio show, there is a, it's in place of a preemption for a fundraising show. But we don't raise that much money at night anyway. So if the LSB radio show could have a fundraising component in it, that would, you know, that would be good. So that's about it. I have some prospective dates that we could talk about, and that's the end of everything I have to say right now.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. I have some things I want to say. I heard Janet wanted to say something. Is there anyone else who would like to get onto the stack?
Pat Serene.
Hold on. Pat Serene. Okay, who else? All right, we'll start with myself. All right, so thank you for clarifying whether these improvements are for a one-hour quarterly show or a two-hour monthly show. That was my first concern. Now, I have, there are three points that you made, item number four, item number six, and number seven. I want to address those, and then I want to get into two of the things that were on both letters, the new callers and the time limits, and then speak to the one that's just on the January letter regarding the fundraising. All right, so item number four, Nielsen's. First, this latest batch of LSP shows began airing in June of 2020, not July. Second, from June to August, the show aired from 10 p.m. to midnight. These Nielsen ratings that you have for July and August for 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. are for the wrong show or shows. That wasn't us. So that now begs the question, since that was wrong, do you have the correct dates for all the months? The whole thing is now suspect. Third, we have the correct dates and times for those months in terms of the streams, and that streaming information paints an entirely different picture, one that's much more impressive, and Janet can speak to that when she has the floor. But overall, it shows that we do have an audience, and more importantly, that that audience is growing. So clearly, we've been doing something right, because people like what they've been hearing. And that's what Bruce attested to before the meeting started, not James. Okay, item number six, in terms of CAB members. If CAB members can attend LSB meetings and speak during public comment, how can we prevent them from calling the LSB show and speaking? Are we supposed to hang up on them? They, too, are listeners, and they have a right to call in. Item number seven, regarding the poetry and songs and other audio. Well, if management truly believes these are such great production ideas, perhaps management should save them and use them for management's reports instead of trying to force them on the LSB report. It's not a good fit at all. Now, in terms of the three things that I find reasonable and I'm willing to implement, the new callers. Yes, we can have the facilitator repeatedly ask the new callers, but keep in mind, we can't force those people to call in. We're going to get what we get. It's like when hosts open up the phone lines and they ask for female callers. Sometimes you get that, sometimes you don't. But, you know, I'm willing to ask, have the facilitator make those requests. So that's one. Two, in terms of having three-minute limits, well, that can either be 3 minutes for the person to speak in total or as part of an exchange with the board member or board members, however it works out. But, okay, I'm willing to go along with 3 minutes. And in terms of pitching, yes, that's fine. The LSB has done that. And as a matter of fact, in the past, the LSB once did a fundraising show, and we raised $1,000 from one donor. And those were back in the days when, you know, money was easier to come by. And in terms of books, as part of a buddy membership, we spoke about that very thing at our January meeting. In fact, Carolyn Burden brought that up. So those are my thoughts on this matter. All right, so Janet, you're next.
When we heard about having to revitalize or redo or whatever the show,
I'm sorry, who is this?
I'm losing. I thought it was Linda, but I can't hear her now.
Linda, was that you?
She may have dropped. Is she gone?
Linda, you there? Oh,
this is odd, isn't it?
Yeah.
She either got dropped or she got another call or something.
Oh.
Has joined.
Who?
Who's that?
No, it's just Linda. I got disconnected. Sure.
All right, hang in here because I do want to make my point.
I would like those dates again. What are those dates, the exact dates?
I
think I can mention them. Because going backwards, they are December 28th.
Mm-hmm.
You are asking a blind person to do this here. December, November 27th.
Mm-hmm.
October 29th, September 30th, I think there's a couple more here, August 28th, and August 28th, July 31st, and June 26th. There may be one more, but I don't think so. That's it, right?
No,
and the
no,
time
exactly.
And the time.
That's it.
The times
are from 8 to.
Well, hold on.
10.
No. From June to August, the times were 10 p.m. to midnight, and then from.
That's
September,
right, and then they begin. Then we replace them with 8 to 10.
Yeah, from September to December.
Right.
Okay. Fine. Thank you.
So anyway, what we did in preparation for, you know, assessing the program, seeing how well it's doing, we asked, we checked the stream. We asked Otis to help us look at the stream for each of those programs, and were quite surprised to find out that they had pretty good ratings, and I'll give them to you in a second. The assessment that we all use for what the stream represents, according to Otis, is... In other words, we'd have 10 times terrestrial listeners than stream listeners. So the stream goes like this. Going backwards from June. 120. again, 120 in July, and this is in the later hour, in July, 115 in August, 97 in September, and then 95 in October, 130 in November, and 105 in December. So that sounds to me like we have a comparatively substantial audience listening at that time. And actually, when you judge from the call-ins, we do have a bunch of call-ins during that period. I have a number of other suggestions with regard to how to sharpen and improve the program, but I just think we really should see that we have a growing thing here and not really address it as a failing operation, because I don't think it is. It seems to be interesting to a lot of listeners. They're hanging in there, but you would assume be about 1,000 or 1,500, something like that, the 300 anyway, not too poor. What is the ordinary listenership in those hours, Linda, to our programs on stream? You might just give us a stream average. Is that a shockingly average number?
No, it's pretty low. I mean, it's pretty low. You think it's good, but it's pretty low. I know that you're supposed to, multiply it times 10.
Yeah.
I'm just going through now. Like, the Nielsen, the way it is you have to do it by day. So I'm just going through each of those days, the dates you gave it to me, and looking at a different time, at a different day. So it's going to take me a while to do that. So I can't really, we can just move on from the ratings thing, if you don't mind, for a little while. And because we're not really talking about canceling the show. We're talking about how to
enhance listenership, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So if we could just move on from ratings for now. I think it's a good idea to have an LSB radio show. I just think that it needs to not have personal agendas, and that the calls need to be better, and that the production values need to be improved. And the idea of an executive director for this show would be an executive producer might be a good idea. So those are my feelings about this. But I want to move from ratings right now till I have the correct set for the Nielsen's. And I apologize if I gave you 8 to 10. I didn't realize that the August through June
right.
10 to midnight. So
right.
I guess I should have said to Sean, give me the dates again, Sean, and he would have done that. So.
Okay, I just am asking seriously, what is the average time at night? If we can't raise funds at night, just curious to know what is the listenership. So we have some way of gauging how well we're doing.
Yeah.
Because if Democracy Now! Averages 400 to 600 listeners every day, and nothing else comes close.
Well, no,
you know.
Because the noon and 1 o'clock, low paid and null is up there. In the numbers.
But less than that.
Our numbers are not great. They're just not
Whose number? These numbers are not great. Well, okay.
Our ratings are not great. They're just not great. And COVID
right.
is like decimated.
Right. Let me go on with my suggestions here. I had the feeling listening to a number of these shows that there was certain lack of, I thought every time I hear the Pacifica Mission, my heart thumps because it's such a brilliantly written and thoughtful piece of mission statement. And so I love hearing that, and I feel that's about the amount of production that I'm ready for in such a show, which is an official show. Too much gewgaws really I find somewhat irritating on a show like this. Other nonprofit stations have their meetings and their announcements, and they're very straight. They're like, oh, this is, FDIC. They're kind of like the end of every bank commercial. They're official. And I think what is confusing in the presentation of all of the LSB shows is that the people who represent the LSB don't really tell the audience and don't really seem to know themselves what their function is on the LSB, what the functions of the station board are, what their limitations are, what they are supposed to do. Nobody actually gets that. There is nowhere written that they're supposed to fundraise, although I think this is an excellent place for them to practice. I think fundraising within the context of 2 hours is important and could be done, I think, somewhat painlessly because there's a lot of, you know, a lot of times there are only two directors and, you know, or three, and there's plenty of time to get in a fundraising pitch more than twice per hour. And it can be done by the facilitator. I think the facilitator has to play a little larger role in controlling the content of the show. I think it has to be LSB focused, not about programming. The LSB should confess to the audience that they have nothing to do with programming. Nothing. And they like to go over themselves their favorite shows. I find this irrelevant to what they do and what they should be sharing with the audience. And I think that the audience takes that as a clue to go on with their favorite show or whatever it is that the hell they have on their mind and go on and on. I think they catch mic fever when they start on the phone, as I'm catching it right now. And I think 3 minutes is good enough, unless the 3 minutes provokes a fascinating conversation between the LSB members and the guest. Otherwise, I think it's just an opportunity for random thoughts. We don't really focus, again, on the governance of WBAI or any of the other Pacifica stations. Whatever light can be shown on what the processes of the LSB are, what they're busy doing now, what came up at the last meeting, I think that's what the listeners are privy to and deserve to hear. That's my opinion. For now, I'll leave it at that and may come back to talk. One more thing. I think we should have more rules, really, for content, so that the content really is focused on what's the LSB, what has it done for us lately, what is it planning to do, and what ideas do listeners have for matters that the LSB might take on. And I think that these rules should be stated by whoever the facilitator is, and should be, and when people stray from that, the facilitator should rope them back in, as he should when people make errors about what the LSB's function is when they allude to fundraising. They should know what the rules are of the LSD. They should read the Pacifica Mission before they get on the show, and they should reread the functions of the body of governance that they're on. It just seems nutty to me that they don't know what their job is, you know? So I think that's, anyway, I'll butt into somebody when someone else says something. That's more than 4 minutes. Thank you.
Okay.
It's really a mouthful.
Just a little correction. The pronoun for the facilitator is he or she, because sometimes we have female.
Right, I'm sorry, he, she, they. Let's just call it that for now.
Okay. All right, Pat, you're next.
I'm very pleased with almost everything that Janet said, and I agree wholeheartedly that a lot of the problem is the reports, and a lot of the problem are the calls that go on too long. And I think people have a right to state whether they feel that we're fulfilling the mission, because that's something that the LSB can have a hand in saying, but not when they get on to trying to discuss in depth some individual shows. That we should tell them that it's off topic. And I think we could have a theme song, a theme for the show, and that would be fine, but I don't think we should have an overabundance of music during the show, because it does tend to get people off track. And we need people, we need really to try to keep people on track to really be serious about what they're listening to and why. And I think that I think 3 minutes is great for calls. That would be a great time limit. And I think that cab members should be able to call in and talk just as any other listener does, not be giving any extra time or anything, but they shouldn't be calling in to discuss the cab, because that's not the topic of the show either. So that's a lot of what I had to say, and I also had to say that I thought an hour every 3 months or even every 2 months would probably not be enough time to really discuss with the listeners that the fact that we're dealing with a situation with some of the people in California and how there's going to be probably another bylaws vote, and we have to talk about that in depth and make people understand how important that is. That's one of the things that makes the show at this time so essential.
You done?
Yes.
Okay, Serene, you're next.
Okay, get back to me, please. Thanks.
Well, that exhausts the stack. Is there anyone else who would like
to speak? No, I had asked to speak after...
No, you didn't.
Did. Carolyn, no. You didn't hear me then. I put myself on the stack.
Okay.
I'd like to now, then, if I may. Thank you.
Please.
This is James. I'd like to speak after Carolyn, if I may.
Okay,
oh, yes,
go ahead.
You do request, too. Thank you. Mel, maybe... all right, I'm going to say that to keep it short, I agree with everything that Linda pointed out, and I hope that all of the points that people responding on this issue can make, I know the call's being recorded, but it would be nice if we could summarize thoughts in by topic in a list, a printed list. I'll be glad to do that if everyone agrees it's necessary. Going down the list, the purpose of the show, I don't think, I with all due respect, I don't think that jazzing it up with listener contributions would help much. We need to improve the format of what it is, which is a report from board members to the constituents. And I, in terms of time, I would like to see an hour every week, because there are issues that if board members took themselves seriously, could definitely take up an hour. And it would improve listenership, and I suspect donations, if we could inform the listeners much more clearly about what the board is supposed to do and what the group is supposed to do. I remember I was, years ago, my first appearance on air, I had dreadful mic fright, and I didn't know quite what to do, so I read the mission statement. That was my opening statement. I just read the mission statement. And some thought it was a good idea and kept it up, and I'm glad to see that it is kept up. But we need a little bit more of that, educating the members as to what the station is really about. They hear this and that, some of the old-timers know, but maybe a little more realistic thing. The other thing is, I really think we've suffered by not having a stable time from week to week, month to month. And I, if it's 1 hour or 2 hours, an hour every week, 2 hours, I would like to see 2 hours every other week, or 2 hours a month, I don't think is enough to keep listeners reminded of when it is. But I do think that if it were consistent, it would really be helpful. And, you know, we might adopt, I'm sure lots of people have good ideas for new programs, but KPFA has a free hour, or used to anyway, on Sunday nights when new programs were presented, and nobody knew what they were going to be until they tuned in. But there was a group of people who vetted the new offerings and gave newcomers an hour, either 30 minutes or the whole hour, every night, every Sunday night. And I think that we might consider that for people, listeners, who want to send in music or whatever they're going to do. The cab members, perhaps the cab needs its own show, you know, the cab. But I think if cab members call in, they should not identify themselves as such, I don't think. But I don't think they should be denied to call in. They should get the same time limits as everyone else. But I don't think that there should be a competition there, because we have different ideas, and perhaps cab members could call in and explain to listeners that we're here, you know, if you want to do what you're suggesting, talk about programming or whatever in one sense. The call limit time, I think, is a great idea. People should know that they have, if they really get cut off, then they could ask for another minute or two. But I think that would really be crucial. I don't think that any other, what shall I say, frills should be added to the show, but the professionalism could be stepped up. What people do, and just assume that nobody calling in, nobody listening in, understands what the LSB is. I just got a call in New York. Was I willing to do fundraising for a candidate and pitch for the kind rank voting that New York City is going into? And I said, wow, you don't even know what you're getting into. We could educate listeners on what ranked choice voting is. That might be a whole hour right there. So listeners could use a lot of help understanding what the station is about and what Pacifica is about. Fundraising, I think, is a great idea, but it would be nice if it were limited and point out. I do want to point out one thing that I've seen trending, and I don't think I like it, and that is that BAI buddies get special treatment. California code forbids more than one tier of membership level. In other words, you can't say if you donate more, you get benefits that people who don't donate that sum will get. You can go for a premium as much money as you like, but not membership. A membership at $25 should not exclude people from anything that people becoming buddies and paying more than $25 a year are going to get. So just a little legal nicety we might want to remember. I object almost to the emphasis on buddies. I don't like people in my banking accounts, and sending an individual check every month is onerous, so I don't do the buddy thing. And I know some people will, but I don't. So it would be nice if, in fact, we could have some clarification on what it means to be a member, and make anybody being a buddy get profuse thanks and whatever else we can do within the law. But the law is pretty clear on that issue. Okay, anything on anybody else? I'll be glad to pitch in later if I've forgotten something. Thank you.
Okay, James, you're next.
Thank you, Sean. I hope Linda is still listening, because this is more of a question for her in terms of the points that she made in her second letter. And it's a question for the rest of the group as well, just to see what their thinking is on this. You know, it is the LSB show, but when I was on and the last show, and Sean was also on, I gave a report as the current treasurer of Pacifica, chair of the National Finance Committee. I gave a report on the financial situation, the national financial situation of the network as a whole. That's not specifically LSB business, and in fact, when the LSB meets, the WBAI treasurer makes those reports, not me, but I felt it was relevant, and, you know, the LSB does choose the directors, so I thought it was relevant, so I'm just curious whether everybody else thinks that that's appropriate to talk about the national PNB business on the local LSB show. And also, sort of along the same lines, when Sean gave his report, in Sean's inimical style, it was very concise. It came in under time, but was full of good information. And it was about the accomplishments of the LSB over time, because we hear a lot about, oh, the do nothing LSB. They don't do anything. And he gave a listing of some of the things that we've been moving toward and or accomplishing. And I thought that in Linda's letter, she seemed to indicate that staff people should report on staff-related items. And my thought was that staff-related items, issues and concerns of the staff, are also issues of concern to the listeners and vice versa. So it wasn't out of line, and I think it was completely appropriate for Sean to give that report, as it might have been for anybody else to give that report, any other LSB member. So I was hoping to hear from Linda about what, you know, how that fit into her thinking when she mentioned that staff members should report on staff issues and questions.
I'd like to go on the stack too on this one. Yeah.
Wait, do I get to respond?
Yeah, I hope you will respond. And I just wanted to add one other quick thing. And in fact, I was asking if you were listening, Linda, so that I hoped you would respond, about the whole issue with the CAB members, calling in or not. It seems to me that everybody is a listener to WBAI, whether they're an LSB member or a staff member or a CAB member, you know, just a listener with no other affiliation to WBAI. So I'm just wondering, again, how you're going to distinguish what a person's affiliation is when they call in and how to get them not to talk about whatever other issue they have that's outside of the LSB. I guess gently bringing people back onto topic would be appropriate, but it does seem like people think that, oh, okay, this is a chance for us to talk about anything. And we know in programs that doesn't always work well when the program is about something and people want to talk about they didn't get their premium or some other thing that is not relevant to the content of the program. You know, we try to gently move them back onto topic. So I thought it could also be handled in that way. That's all. Thank you.
I kind of need to respond now because there's been like so many things said. So I need to respond, Sean.
Yeah, go ahead, and then after you, I'll check back in with Serene, see if she's ready to give her statement.
And then can you put me back on after Serene?
Yes, I will. Go ahead, Linda.
So basically my problem with the CAB is that this one person keeps calling and calling and calling and calling and is always negative. So that's, again, a problem where the phone calls are not limited and people go on and on and on. My other concern about this is I really think that we need to, the LSB show really needs to be a positive show that talks about what the LSB is doing and what it's accomplishing. And I really like what Carolyn said about, you know, talking about ranked choice voting and other things that fit with our mission. And I also love that we do the mission at the beginning of the program. So that's all good. In terms of the staff reps, my only concern really is that the staff reps, and I have no problem with Sean's report. Sean's reporting is always really good. It's spot on. It's clear. It's concise. My problem is that the staff reps do not really seem to talk to the staff. And I'm talking, you know, as my job as program director, maybe when we have our meetings, our staff meetings, which we have monthly, perhaps the staff reps can come and give a report about what happens from the LSB. That's my real concern, that I want staff reps to really know what's going on in terms of, you know, the staff and be able to report that back to the LSB. I just want a bigger connection there in terms of what the staff does. The other thing, what was the other thing, James, you said?
I was also curious if you thought it was appropriate for me to be reporting on the national financial condition of the network.
I think that's great. I think any kind of PMB report, I think anything that we say regarding what's going on with the bylaws, like, for instance, today a note went out from that statistical list that's trying for the bylaws with, like, five intertwined hands when, in fact, the only signatures on it were from the 3K station. And, you know, my whole thing is trying to, like, have more links with the other stations, you know, doing national programming and trying to have input so that we are part of the network, not just, you know, a minority here on the East Coast. So, anything that we can talk about in terms of this, give our perspectives, and talk more about the LSB. And also to another point that you made, which is that Bertil and I are doing, we are restating the monthly report to the listeners beginning next week, so that a lot of those questions you can just direct to us, and we'll just deal with that. Because I know when I look at our emails, you know, there are these premium concerns about fulfillment of premiums, you know, and other stuff that we deal with. You know, so we're going to be doing that, and we're going to be rotating it. In terms of when the best time for the LSB meeting is, you know, the on-air show, I'm not really sure. I went in now, and I looked at 8 to 10 on December 28th, Monday. There was zero listeners, according to to Nielsen. Although in November, on a Friday, there were 1,500, 9 to 10, and 500, 8 to 9. In October, there was only 100 and then 200 from 9 to 10. And then back in September, there was 100 and 0 from 9 to 10. So I think that what we need to do really is just do the best programming that we can and the best representation of the LSB and what the LSB functions are that we can possibly do, and that that will bring in listeners. I don't know that we should go by these ratings. I do, however, have a question of, you know, what the group thinks, when would be the best time to have it on. And that, to me, that's a real quandary. You know, are we going to alternate it again? Are we going to do 8 to, we would prefer 8 to 10, we would prefer 7 to 9, and leaving the 9 to midnight shows intact, actually. So think about that. And I think that you would have a larger audience coming off of the 6 o'clock news and then the 6:30 very good shows that we have there. So that's about, is there anything else I'm supposed to respond to out of all those questions and comments? Janet, I agree with most of what you said. And anyone else? Carolyn, I agree with you. you know, I agree with what you said. And Pat, I agree with you. And Bruce, I didn't hear from you. And James, you know I agree with you. So there you go. Serene, I'd love to hear from you.
On that note, yeah, I got you, Bruce. Serene, okay. You're next. Are you ready?
I can wait for Bruce. He seems eager.
Well, I like to go last. I did clean up like Bullwinkle on there on that old cartoon. You know, the guy that comes after the elephant. No, I'm joking.
Okay, well, here's the
show business joke.
No, I got it. Doreen, are you ready to go or not?
Sure. I heard him say his name twice, so I thought he was really just ready.
Okay. Let's go.
Okay. All right. So I think the role of a program director here is to provide a time that works, provide helpful tips, and with all due respect, Sean, we could certainly use a little pickup on the cart, which sounds exactly as it sounded for the past 18 years. Well, for the period of time when the LSB show was actively being produced, despite the motion itself is very old, but we know that there were years when there was no LSB show being produced. So I certainly appreciate efforts to lively up the invitation to attend. But I do not think that it is, and I don't remember all these cat people who call in. I don't know. I mean, I'm always doing more than one thing. So perhaps I don't always hear people identify themselves as members of the cat. I just don't remember hearing a whole lot of that. But, you know, if people want to call in, that's fine. There are some people who believe that all the governance bodies should get time to respond, and that the CAB should, in fact, get time to report on whatever work they've been doing. I discovered that, in fact, they have been having what are essentially executive sessions because they don't record or stream their meetings, and that's a little concerning since the CAB is the officially required board, the Community Advisory Board is required by the CPB and I think also the FCC, don't quote me on that. So the idea of secret meetings is a little problematic. But as I said, I don't really remember anybody saying, or I didn't pay attention when they said that. But they should be as free to call as anyone else. The time limit is a good idea. It was on the 31st, July 31st, that's when the signal went out during the first hour.
Yeah.
That might explain why there were no listeners during the second hour, assuming you were even working with the proper time range at that time. I don't remember at which time we were, you know, 8 to 10 and then 10 to 12 and then 8 to 10. I do not know that we necessarily need a 2-hour block. I think that for people who, oh, somebody's texting me, for people who aren't interested, particularly in governance, in 2 hours, you've definitely lost them for the night. But I think that almost anyone, even if they're not that keen on governance, might stick around for an hour. So that's just one thought. I do not think it is the LSB's job in its report to do fundraising. I mean, certainly give out the website and the phone number just as a matter of course. Everybody should do that every time they're on air, whether or not they're in doing a fundraising show. But that is not the purpose of an LSB report. And I think people on the LSB who want to volunteer to fundraise at other times should certainly make that contact with management and arrange it with their fellow sister board members. But I'm concerned about the confusion here about what the role of the PD is. So tips on making things more lively, but essentially turning it into a talent show for listeners, I don't think that's what we're doing here. In the restricted amount of time that, I'm sorry?
I'm just not going to get much of it either. Talent.
Our listeners are amazingly talented. But in the limited time that the LSB has, and it should not be restricted to what the LSB has done per se. There are all kinds of things about governance. What's happening to the sidebands for our regular stations? What's happening? What potentially can happen with the HD drives? How we can expand the mission? Or maybe we want to make those things commercial, and in which case, a conversation with the listeners about that. I mean, there are any number of things that people should bring up. It should not be restricted, and I do not think that it is the purpose of an LSB report for staff reps to provide a report about what other staff are thinking. I think staff should be free to meet without management, and at management meetings, staff should also be free to update people on what's happening with the various boards. Okay, thanks.